The law taking effect this week bans the state auditor from reviewing the books of Jobs Ohio and instead allows Jobs Ohio to appoint a private company to audit the organization. Democratic Representative John Carney of Columbus noted on the eve of the law's effective date that the Republican state auditor could still rush through an audit. David Yost had said in June he intended to complete an audit of Jobs Ohio with documents he asked for via subpoena in March. The auditor's office says that audit is still being conducted, but there's no word on when it might be complete. Carney, who says he may challenge Yost for auditor next year, is among the House Democrats who've proposed legislation related to and called for investigations of Jobs Ohio. But Republican House Speaker Bill Batchelder says he has no plans to take up any Jobs Ohio measures when lawmakers return next month.
In fact, we're at a point where it's getting kind of silly. We're, 1 year and 8 months past this passage and signature by the governor, and I get it through the House in 11 days. We're creating jobs, bottom line, and that's what we're about.
But Carney says there's a lot of interest in what's going on at Jobs Ohio, and the lack of transparency is concerning to many people.
It's not silly at all when you're talking about $100 million annually out of the taxpayer's pocket, and you're talking about a lot of people who are still out of work or who are making, bare minimum wages, can't pay their mortgage, can't put food on the table, can't get their kids through school. That's not silly. That's very serious.
Over the weekend, Jobs Ohio's top management announced it would hire a PR firm to try to deal with what the leaders suggest is a public image problem. Carney says taxpayer money shouldn't be used this way, and that the best way to combat that image problem is to, in his words, open the books. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.